following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. This is a special report. I am your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder and the pastor and the voice of End Time Headlines. We typically do not broadcast on the weekends, but this is a very major breaking report that we want to bring to you. I know a lot of people is discussing this right now. We have major war that has now broke out in the Middle East regarding Israel and these Islamic militant groups that has sieged Israel with a surprise attack. We're going to get into this in far more greater detail. Before we do that, please, if you've not hit that like button, that share button, please do that. It gets our material out there and it gets it out on the algorithm. And of course, download our free app. It's going to be available on Apple and Android devices. Again, just look for the End Time Headlines logo. If you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, download a free app. Get it today. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be good to go with every headline, every podcast when it's readily available. So without further ado, guys, let's get after it.
Alongside Joe Fryer here in New York. We have breaking news out of Israel this morning where Hamas has launched a surprise attack within Israel's borders overnight. First launching rockets from the Gaza Strip, then sending militants into the streets of the southern part of Israel. Hundreds of people have been injured. Several have been killed, but that number could be much higher. You are looking at live pictures there.
Let's go right to NBC's Raf Sanchez, who is in the south of Israel. Raf, good morning. What is the latest where you are?
Joe, Laura, good morning. Israelis woke up today to find their worst nightmares had come true in the form of a massive surprise attack by Palestinian militants from Gaza. As we speak, Palestinian gunmen are inside Israeli cities and towns, something we have never before seen on this scale, and they are fighting running gun battles against...
Listen what he says here, something they have never seen before on this scale.
Israeli ground forces. Hamas, the major Palestinian militant group that controls Gaza, says they have taken Israelis hostage and they have taken them back inside of Gaza. Now, the Israeli military says this infiltration came by land, by sea, and by air in the form of Hamas gunmen on paragliders infiltrating into Israeli territory. And this was done under the cover of a barrage of more than 2,000 rockets fired in the early hours.
And guys, this is old news, really, compared, because we're going to give you an update on that. Those numbers, the amount of casualties, injuries, and rockets fired is far greater than that.
Of this Shabbat morning. Guys, I want to just...
And that's another interesting point. This all follows on Shabbat. It's also a major feast day on Israel. Israel just finished up the Feast of Tabernacles, coming to a close of the Feast of Tabernacles, and then this takes place.
Just to explain to you what the scene is where we are right now, we are on one of the major highways in southern Israel. You would expect this road to be full on a holiday weekend, and instead you can see behind me, this is an Israeli military checkpoint. Israeli forces here are searching all cars that are going past because they do not know at this point where these Palestinian gunmen are, and they are afraid these gunmen may try to be getting north towards Tel Aviv, towards Jerusalem. As we've been here, we have seen just a stream of Israeli special forces driving south towards the Gaza border, and they are heading to confront those gunmen in the towns and cities in the south. Guys.
Rob, just an incredible scene playing out there, the idea of armed gunmen going in. Can you tell us more about the paragliders?
We have never seen anything like this before, Laura. When Hamas has tried to get into southern Israel previously, they have done it sometimes through underground tunnels under the border. They have done it sometimes in small boats going out into the Mediterranean and then back onto the Israeli shoreline. This morning, for the first time, they crossed by air in paragliders. It is not clear how many of them, but these are armed, highly trained Hamas militants landing by air, catching the Israeli state completely by surprise. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed his people earlier today, and he said Israel is at war. This is above and beyond those rounds of fighting that the world has got used to over the last decade, where we see Israel and Hamas fighting.
So there you go, guys. They are officially at war. Here's a latest report from the Jerusalem Post, Operation Swords of Iron. This is the official declaration of war made by Israel in response to this, according to this report. And again, by the time we hear this, these numbers will probably go up even higher. Israel strikes now, 100 dead, 900 injured. Let's read this. A barrage of rockets slammed into southern and central Israel Saturday morning. We just heard that. We talked about that. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel is officially at war. The Israeli Defense Forces are now saying that this is, again, called Operation Swords of Iron. At least 100 people were announced dead by early evening and more than 900 wounded. This is according to the health ministry. Among them was the head of the regional council, who was killed in exchange of fire with terrorists. Lebstein was killed as he defended his settlement during an attack. Deputy head of the council. Guys, these are officials in Israel that have been gunned down. This is a major war. A second Israeli, a woman who was in her 60s, was killed when a rocket struck her building and the Gederet Regional Council. Now, again, according to the reports, there's been multiple hostages taken. There has been, again, casualties are mounting up. And this is a major conflict, guys. I want to talk about, we got a lot to cover on this today. Because what are the prophetic implications of this? This is what people want to know. Well, we know that there is there's a future war of Gog Magog. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But there is some of the questions we get asked. Could this be leading to the fulfillment of the war of Psalms chapter 83? Now, I want to say this. There is a division in the camp of theology when it comes to this war of Psalm 83. There is some that say that this was fulfilled. This was actually fulfilled in the war of 1948, where there was a coalition of nations: Egypt, Jordan, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen all stood against Israel. Again, this is in 1948, and Israel defeated them. And thus, it fulfilled Psalms chapter 83. That's one camp. Another camp says, no, that wasn't the fulfillment of it. This is a future event. So, for sake of argument, let's just say, hypothetically, that the war of Psalm 83 was fulfilled 1948, okay? Then we fast forward to another conflict. And by the way, 1948, 1947, 48 was a major prophetic milestone for Israel. Major Bible prophecy was fulfilled for the nation of Israel because it was reborn as a nation, fulfilling Bible prophecy when Israel was reborn as a nation. Then we fast forward and we come to what is known as the Six-Day War in 1967. Now, this was a war that was brief. Again, 6 days. Many say this was a miraculous war. It was a direct intervention by God himself to defend the nation of Israel. This was against Egypt, Syria, and Jordan, who formed a coalition, a confederacy, to go up and try to destroy Israel. And again, God himself defended the nation of Israel. Israel won this conflict in a supernatural means and terms in 1967. Okay, now where that leads us to today, where we are today. Now we have another, right now as we speak, a major war. This will go down in history, guys. This will go down as in the 1948 conflict, the 1967 conflict. This is a major conflict. We don't want to undermine this at all. And again, I just want to recap this before we go forward. Let's just say, for sake of argument, that Psalm 83 was fulfilled, okay, in 1948. Because there's a lot of scholars that believe that. And you know what? They could very well be right. I don't want to be dogmatic about this to say absolutely not in regards to Psalm 83. But here's what I do know. We have things in the future that has not been fulfilled yet in our time. Okay, before we get to that, I want to point out that we know, according to the prophet Zechariah, he said in Zechariah 12, 2 through 3, he warned that in the latter time of the end time, that Jerusalem would become a cup of drunkenness to all the nations of the world. They would become the focal point. They would be the centerpiece of Bible prophecy. Jesus affirmed this in Matthew 24 when he said, "Behold, the fig tree, watch it." He said, "When it begins to blossom, and when it begins to bear fruit, you'll know that summer is near." And he's referring to the nation of Israel again, which is the major prophetic Bible piece and Bible prophecy. They're the main piece of Bible prophecy. Zechariah said that Jerusalem would become a cup of drunkenness, and they would become a stumbling block. They would be a heavy stone for all the nations of the world who would attempt to come against them. Now, listen, I want to tell you something. What I'm going to find, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. So here we have Hamas, we have Hezbollah that's coming in, we have Iran that's coming in, you have Syria that's involved in this, no doubt. All these nations, again, this is another coalition of nations that is forming right before our eyes, getting involved in this. And this war, this is not a skirmish, this is not a conflict, this is a war, to quote Benjamin Netanyahu. And we need to pay attention to see how the nations of the world are going to respond. How will they respond to Israel? How will America respond to Israel? Will America defend Israel? Will America condemn Israel? Are they going to come to the aid of Israel? Now, why do I say this? Because the prophet tells us that in the latter days, all the nations of the world will surround Israel. They'll lay siege against Jerusalem. When you really dig into this, you'll discover that the conflict that Zechariah is talking about in biblical context, and this is where we're going, it'll be over land for peace, or the division of Israel for peace. Now, why is that interesting? Because consequently, we just saw the push for peace negotiations, a treaty with Israel and Saudi Arabia. Look at this headline, quote, "Saudi Arabia and Israel quietly prepare for the deal of the century." We've talked about this several episodes. We've talked about this on several segments in our podcast about this Israeli and Saudi Arabia peace negotiation, this peace deal. They're calling this the deal of the century. America's involved in this. They're trying, in the agreements, there's a Palestinian state. Israel would have to capitulate and compromise and give up some land for peace. Now, again, why that's interesting is because the Apostle Paul gave us a major clue of what is going to lead us into all this, into the fulfillment of this. He says in 1 Thessalonians 5, in his letter to the church of Thessalonica, "Concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, I have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know," excuse me, perfectly, "that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief of the night," period. Now here's the major clue. "For when they say peace and safety, You see that, guys? When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. So here we are in 2023. There is a push for a peace treaty with Saudi Arabia and Israel that would include giving up land for peace. And now we see, look what has followed this, guys. Now we see sudden destruction. What did the man say? This was a surprise attack. They were caught off guard. Sudden destruction come upon them as labor pangs. Now that's the second clue. Okay, peace and safety. I should say the third clue. Peace and safety, first clue. Second clue, sudden destruction will come upon them suddenly. And then number three, he says it'll be like birth pangs. That's why I want to tell you, this is not the end. Look, even Jesus told us this. Look at this, Matthew 24. Let's go to verse 6. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. All these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. The end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Are you hearing me? So why am I telling you this? Because again, Zechariah said that Jerusalem would be the focal point for all nations to come and siege them. They will be hated by all nations, and it will be over land for peace. They will be the stumbling block, the heavy stone, the cup of drunkenness. Now let's go over to the book of Joel chapter 3. Joel chapter 3. Look at this. For behold, in those days and at that time, again, this is the time of the end, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, look what the prophet says. I will also gather all nations. Somebody say all nations. And bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. This is setting the stage for Armageddon. Okay, this is the war of wars, the end of it all right here. This is what's leading up to this. Bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them. Who? The nations of the world. Why? On the account of my people, my heritage, Israel, whom, look at this, they have scattered among the nations and they have divided my land. They have divided my land. So don't miss it. When we get to Armageddon in the book of Revelation, this is the war of wars. They will gather, that God himself will gather all these nations to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And this will be the final conflict. And God will bring those nations there because of judgment that will be against them because they have divided the nation of Israel. Zechariah warned about this. Joel chapter 3 warned about this. Jesus said in Matthew 24, you're going to hear wars, rumors of wars. Be not troubled, for the end is not yet, because there's going to be nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And can I say this, we also have two other major conflicts that have not happened in our lifetime. Remember, I told you, let's just say for sake of argument, Psalm 83 was fulfilled 1948. Okay. All right. So we're going to put that behind us. But there is two major wars. Or I should say one is a major war. The other is a major event. Let me get to if we're going to put this in chronological order, let me get to the major event before I get to the major prophetic war. I want you to turn with me. If you have your Bible and you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, go to the book of Isaiah chapter 17. Isaiah chapter 17, the burden against Damascus, that is the capital of Syria. It's one of the oldest capitals in the world. And it still is today. It, as of this broadcast, October 7, 2023, Damascus still stands. But look what it says here. There is an ominous warning from the prophet Isaiah about the future of the city of Damascus in Syria. Behold, Damascus will cease from being a city, and it will be a ruinous heap. Let me say that again. The prophet said the day will come when you're going to see, the world is going to witness Damascus become a ruinous heap. They will cease from being a city. They will be wiped out. They will be annihilated. Now, the question that everyone wants to know, how will this be fulfilled? It is of my opinion, and again, everybody's got one, every scholar, every theologian, every Bible prophecy teacher, we're all going to have differences of opinions. And I love it because look, if you go to the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, they're all speaking of the same event from different angles. This is why I said we know in part, we see in part, and we prophesy in part. That's why you're always going to get different opinions in this camp of eschatology. Again, people say Psalm 83 was fulfilled, 1948. Others say it's a future event. I'm not here to debate that. So for sake of argument, we're going to put that behind us. But here's one thing that all of us can agree on as Bible eschatology preachers and teachers is this event, Isaiah 17, has not been fulfilled in our lifetime, but it will be fulfilled according to Isaiah. So the question is, how will this come to pass? It is of my opinion that there's going to be a series of wars and conflicts. Remember, Jesus said there will be wars. There will be nation against nation. There will be kingdom against kingdom. So there's going to be a series of conflicts, and sometimes in the future, could it be sooner than later? Because look what's happening right now. Somehow Syria will be directly involved in a future war. Now, again, this could be really soon. This could be out in the future, but they will be involved, I believe, somehow, some way. And through the escalation, through the conflict, through the war, whatever that looks like, the nation that they will come into conflict with, likely Israel, it will result in them being destroyed. They will become, and I'm going to quote the prophet, they will become a ruinous heap. They will be no more. They will be wiped out. Now again, this is major. All right. So then this leads me to, again, I said a major event right here, Isaiah 17, but then I want to go to, again, we have the major prophetic war of Gog and Magog that we cannot ignore either. That's Ezekiel 38, 39. Again, all Bible, at least I know, well-respected Bible prophecy teachers will all agree that this war of Gog, Magog, Ezekiel 38, 39, has not been fulfilled in our lifetime. Now, I'm going to pull this up for sake of reference, that we're pulling up here to discuss this. This is Ezekiel 38. It says in this chapter that God will turn nations around and put hooks in their jaws and pull them to Israel, implying, listen, if he's turning them around, it means that they were going the opposite way. So it looks like there's going to be a series of conflicts and wars that will break out. And they will have a ceasefire, they will resolve, there will be a reprieve that will come. But then, according to the prophet Ezekiel, and I'm going to highlight this, in the latter years of Israel's existence, in the latter years, so this is going to, again, I believe it's the time of the end. This is when it's all wrapping up. It seems as if there's been a reprieve. What I interpret this as, and in my opinion, I believe that this, what you're about to see, I'm going to show you this. Watch this. When we go, let's just read this, guys. Now, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog, the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and prophesy against them. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around. You guys see that? I will put hooks in your jaws and lead you out with all of your armies, horses, and horsemen. Don't have time to get into why there's horses. That's a whole other study for another time. A great company with bucklers and shields and all them handling swords. Now look who's in the coalition of nations coming against Israel. Persia, that's Iran. You have Ethiopia, Libya. You have Gomer, that's Turkey and its troops. The Togarma, this is the portions of Germany. You also, again, Rosh, Meshach. These are the southern Soviet Russian nations. So this is the coalition in the future that will come together with the intent to come against Israel. Verse 7, prepare yourself and be ready, you and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be a guard for them. After many days, you will be visited. In the latter years, you will come into the land. Now, look at what it says here, of those brought back from the sword. Now, some will say this is related to Ezekiel chapter 37, the Holocaust. Israel was completely, it looked like they would never exist again as a nation. This is where the prophet said, can these bones live? Okay, that very well could be, okay? But this can have a dual application, prophetically speaking, because it could be that not only was that fulfilled in Ezekiel 37 through Israel being restored as a nation, 1947, 1948, but it also, again, Israel could be involved in other wars, hello, like right now they're in a major conflict, but then they'll be brought back again from the sword. Now look what it says, and gather from many people on the mountains of Israel. That's been fulfilled as well. All the people are being gathered, prophetically speaking, and they're coming from all nations to go back to Israel. That's been happening for a long time, which had been desolate. This is why, in my opinion, it really relates to the Ezekiel 37 prophecy, okay? They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell safely. Now, this is why I believe this is a future war. And notice it says Israel dwells safely, and it says that these nations, a coalition of nations, will ascend coming like a storm. They'll cover the land like a cloud, and all their troops and the peoples with you. Now, the major clue of this, guys, is in verses 10 and 11, right here on your screen. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. Verse 11, you will say, I will go up against a land of unwalled villages. I will go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. Stop. This cannot be fulfilled today because Israel is not dwelling in unwalled villages with no bars or gates. Are you hearing me? Because they have this all around them. They have to in order for them to survive. Now again, other prophecy preachers disagree with that and say that this could absolutely be fulfilled right now. So again, I'm just throwing this out there, guys. You can do what you want with it. I believe that this cannot be fulfilled yet. But watch this. I'm painting what I believe is a chronological order of this. So something has to happen between now and then to convince Israel to go into a condition of peace, lower their guard, lower the gates, lower the walls, and dwell in unwalled villages. I believe the answer is Daniel 9:27. I believe it's a series of treaties, of peace treaties. I have talked about this numerous times in the past, probably month, about this, because when we talked about the Saudi Arabia issue, this got brought up. If you go to Daniel 9:27, the Antichrist comes and he confirms a covenant with many for 7 years. Again, this is regarding Israel and land for peace. Okay, so watch this. Let's do a quick 1 minute recap, and then we're going to close this podcast. So here we see conflict breaking out. We see a war now that has escalated. We don't know where this is going to lead. We do know, prophetically speaking, that somehow between now and then, you got Isaiah 17, the fulfillment of Damascus becoming a ruinous heap. Something has to happen to wipe Syria or Damascus out. It's got to happen. Future tense. Then there's going to be through these wars and conflicts, there's going to be more negotiations coming to the table, like Saudi Arabia, these Abrahamic Accords. There's going to be these nations that are going to come together. They're going to sign these series of treaties. All this is setting the stage. By the way, the temple, we've talked about the third temple. The third temple is ready to go, waiting for the red heifer. We could see this being constructed and being built in a Passover of 2024. All this is pushing and leading up to this false sense of peace and safety, which, in my opinion, we literally just saw a sneak preview of this. Peace and safety. Don't miss it. Watch this, guys. Peace and safety, sudden destruction, and it will come as birth pangs. This is why. Now, why do I emphasize birth pangs? Because again, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, Jesus said, you're going to hear of wars. You're going to hear of rumors of wars. You're going to see nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. But the end is not yet. Prophecy will be fulfilled. So friends, these are troubling news. Yes, these are troubling times, and this is troubling news, but these are exciting times. Again, it depends on what side of the tracks you're on. If you're listening, you're watching this, and you're in covenant with God, Jesus said in Luke 21, 28, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, you better look up and lift up your head because your redemption is drawing near. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. Please bookmark our website. That's going to be, again, our main landing page, website where you can go and find all of our information. But we always want to encourage you to get the app. This is how you can keep up with this. Go to the app, get it your Play Store, Apple, Android, depending on what your device is. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications. And you're going to be alerted of every headline, every major podcast when it is readily available. So again, we want to thank you guys for coming on today, being a part of the broadcast. Please like this, share this, hit the bell notification. Listen, if you enjoy these kind of these podcasts, you enjoy our programs, you enjoy our website, you enjoy our teachings, our equippings, all through the week, and you'd like to become a monthly partner and pray about doing that, you could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app. That's the easiest way. Or you can just go to the main website and do that. Or you can give by check or money order, and you can make that out right there on your screen. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's going to be Monroe, Georgia 30655. So guys, we're going to keep an eye on this. Again, as of the recording of this, it is Saturday, October 7th. We typically, again, don't broadcast on the weekends. So we will be, unless something major happens, we will not be back till Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll be on with Larry Ragland this week on Thursday night as well. So it'll be interesting to see what we talk about then. We may be talking about this. I don't know. We'll just have to see how that goes. So until then, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.